Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and Sound Radio. Audiophile Magazine, Children and Family Listening. Cranky by Huck Tran, read by Jacob McNatt. Narrator Jacob McNatt has to get a bit cranky for this picture book featuring a crane named Cranky who builds a bridge with his friends, Zippy, Wheezy, and Dump Chuck. Automotive wordplay adds a sense of fun to this story of Cranky's sour mood. McNatt captures Cranky's disposition at once as he testily snaps at the merry morning greetings of his friends. During lunch break, McNatt switches gears to convey Cranky's lonely and tired inner voice. His friend's cheerfulness is getting on his nerves. Later, he briefly shouts to his friends as they try to discern the cause of his bad mood and cheer him up. In the end, as good friends do, they realize that sometimes you're just cranky, and that's okay. L.T. Harper Audio, 6 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Trade edition, digital download, $2.99. The Spirit Glass, Rick Riordan Presents, by Roshani Chokshi, read by Ferdale Capistrano. Ferdale Capistrano brings childlike wonder to her narration of this middle grade novel featuring Filipino culture. Orphan 12-year-old Corazon lives a lonely yet magical life while she waits to learn of her powers. Her world will change forever if she successfully retrieves her precious soul key from a meddling ghost. Included are all the staples of a child on a hero's quest, as well as a cultural celebration of food and folklore, ancestral magic, and plenty of age-appropriate humor. Capistrano expertly assigns animated voices to all the right characters, the best of all being Corazon's gecko companion, Sasso, who steals the spotlight with comedic timing and endearing one-liners. The choice not to include renowned children's author Rick Riordan's print introduction in this audiobook was a missed opportunity. S.S. Disney Hyperion, 8 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade edition, digital download, $17.50. Treasure Island, Runaway Gold, by Jewel Parker Rhodes, read by Miles Harvey. Narrator Miles Harvey establishes an energetic voice for skateboard enthusiast Zane, who sets off for Manhattan with two of his friends and his dog. They're in search of treasure, using a map and clues left behind by a boarder and friend after her passing. Zane hopes the money will ensure that he and his mom can remain in their family home. Harvey smoothly navigates between adding excitement to the narration as the crew moves from place to place and creating a more serious tone as they learn about the forgotten and sometimes dark history of the city. Listeners will cheer Zane on in this coming-of-age story as he learns about the importance of true friendship and trust. M.D. Harper Audio, 6.75 hours, unabridged, ages 10+. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Sir Cali and the Dragon's Roost, by Esme Sims Smith, read by Danny Martinek and Esme Sims Smith. Narrator Danny Martinek creates a passionate and determined voice for Cali, who seeks to find true acceptance for themselves and their friends in a world that is reluctant to change. Just as their homeland, Helston, takes steps to offer magic and fighting opportunities to all, a battle with neighboring Dunmore causes progress to halt and even move backward. Martinet captures Callie's growing frustration as obstacles keep standing in the way of their happiness. Listeners are treated to an introduction read by author Esme Sims Smith, which adds a nice personal touch. Adventure fans and general listeners alike will enjoy this fantastical tale, which reflects the struggles for acceptance faced by so many in our own world. M.D. Listening Library, 10 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade edition, digital download, $25. Library edition, digital download, $63. Where the Water Takes Us, by Alan Barilaro. Read by Eunice Wong. Narrator Eunice Wong captures the beauty and pain of this magical coming-of-age story set on a Canadian island. Listeners meet 11-year-old Ava, who has been sent to her grandparents while her mother experiences a difficult pregnancy. Wong's sweet, sensitive Ava is worried despite her loving grandparents and the gorgeous setting of the island, replete with deer, birds, and water sports. The well-rendered characters come alive, including young Cody, whose joy and enthusiasm annoy Ava, who wants to be left alone to brood. After witnessing a bird's death, Ava becomes convinced she's cursed and must care for two orphaned robins to reverse her fate. Most relatable are Ava and Cody's encounters, and Wong's exceptional child and adult dialogue. Audio is essential for the evocative climax, which is both realistic and satisfying. SGB Dreamscape, 3.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade edition, digital download, $17.99. The Shape of Time, Rhyme World, Arcana, Book 1, by Ryan Callejo. Read by Rob Moriera. Rob Moriera will amaze listeners as the sole narrator of this audiobook, as he gives each character a unique voice. Anxious 14-year-old Antares lives with his aunt in Miami. His parents, who were cartographers, vanished long ago. One day, Antares encounters intergalactic strangers at school. Later, creatures leaped out of a lightning bolt and kidnapped him. Before he knows it, the Bermuda Triangle becomes his prison. Meeting mythological creatures and aliens shifts his worldview as he embarks upon an unforgettable journey. Moriera's impressive ability to manipulate his voice will leave a positive impression on listeners. In particular, he convincingly portrays female characters and speaks Spanish when necessary. Overall, his pacing and tone add excitement to this adventure. A.M. Recorded Books, 9 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Library edition, digital download, $24.49. Also, compact disc and MP3. I Like Your Shoes, Frankie Jackson, Book 3, by R. Stem, read by Janet Metzger. Janet Metzger exuberantly introduces life at Dickory Dock Harbor, its mostly likable residents, and their quirky lifestyles. Listeners meet young New Jersey visitor Frankie, who is spending the summer there. Since she's on probation, she must send her judge a weekly essay on what she's learned. It's a pleasure to hear her reflections. Frankie befriends realistically portrayed Flip, who is on the spectrum and is technologically savvy. Adding to the excitement, Frankie joins a pitching competition on reality TV. Metzger vibrantly renders the story's wordplay as well as Frankie's sincere quotations from a book about body language. The most fun is Bossy Margie, a fading TV star who's comical every time she speaks. The delightful story and chatty characters guarantee satisfaction for listeners of all ages. SGB Spoken Realm, 7.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade Edition, digital download, $16.95. Also, compact disc and MP3. Library Edition, digital download, $49.95. Also, compact disc. Farther Than the Moon by Lindsay Lackey, read by Joshua Wichard. Joshua Wichard is phenomenal at narrating this endearing novel, which captures a poignant time in a teenager's life. 13-year-old Houston lives with his single mom and younger brother, Robbie, who has cystic fibrosis. The boys share a dream of traveling to the moon one day, just like their estranged grandpa. Hard work pays off, and Houston is accepted to the Junior Astronaut Recruitment Program. Wichard changes tempo and adds depth to Houston's voice as he grapples with leaving Robbie and his mom. At the program, Wichard portrays each of the recruits perfectly as they work through their various issues. Wichard moves seamlessly between the voices of the characters with heart. S.K.G. Macmillan Audio, 7.5 hours, unabridged, ages 10+. Trade Edition, digital download, $19.99. The Unbeatable Lily Hong by Diane Ma, read by Dana Wing Lau. Dana Wing Lau creates a youthful voice for 12-year-old Lily, who must help her parents save their Chinese school while also competing in a local film competition. Lily has a lot to balance with her friend groups and school obligations. She also struggles with coming in second to her arch nemesis, Max, who always seems to be one step ahead of her. Lau adds drama and passion to Lily's voice as she tries to do everything, even keeping some things from her parents in order to make her film. Listeners and realistic fiction fans will enjoy learning about the importance of family and friends in this coming-of-age story. M.D. Harper Audio, 7 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade Edition, digital download, $21.99. You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. Goblin Market by Diane Zaler, read by Tavia Gilbert. Tavia Gilbert skillfully narrates this dark tale featuring two sisters in long-ago Poland, based on an 1862 poem by Christina Rossetti. At the market, beautiful outgoing Minka is enchanted by Emil, a goblin disguised as a handsome boy who offers her forbidden fruit. Lizzie, Minka's sister, is smart, frank, and likely autistic. After eating the fruit, Minka falls sick. Gilbert conveys Minka's illness by infusing her kind voice with a dreamlike detachment and portrays Lizzie with a lack of emotion. As the story progresses, Lizzie becomes more assertive but maintains her innate matter-of-fact tone. Gilbert also reflects Emil's mercurial temperament, speaking in enticing tones to Minka and to Lizzie with dismissiveness, disdain, and finally deadly menace. Haunting music during tense moments adds suspense. L.T. Live Oak Media, 5 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade Edition, digital download, $49.95. Also, compact disc. Not Quite a Ghost by Anne Ursu, read by Eva Kaminsky. In this middle grade story, undoubtedly inspired by the early feminist story titled The Yellow Wallpaper, 1892, Eva Kaminsky depicts Violet, an easygoing preteen who's only slightly uncomfortable about moving into the strange attic bedroom of her family's new home. Change is everywhere for Violet, in her family, her new school, and her friends. Kaminsky reflects the uncertainty that creeps into Violet's voice when she witnesses her two best friends' cruelty at a sleepover. When she becomes ill, her fixation on the scary yellow wallpaper in her room is convincing. Her fear becomes palpable as her weakness and fatigue intensify, as do the listener's compassion for her and disgust with those who discount her experiences. Eventually, Violet takes on a ghost-like figure, terrifyingly rendered by Kaminsky. S.W. Harper Audio, 6.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Beholder by Ryan LaSala, read by Vicus Adams. This book devours you. When a hot boy at a swanky party tells Ethan to stay in the bathroom until he comes back for him, Ethan doesn't expect to spend hours listening to frenzied screams and the sounds of destruction. Vicus Adams provides rich character voices and emotion that pulls listeners into Ethan's search for answers to the horrors of that night, as well as the disappearance of his grandmother and the fire that destroyed his family when he was a child. Ethan can tap into mirror worlds, and the spidery quality that Adams' voice takes on as Ethan reaches out from those worlds will haunt listeners. High society, art, cults, madness, and dark magic mix with a touch of wild romance. Sound effects and a high-octane performance don't let go. STC, Scholastic Audiobooks, 11.75 hours, unabridged, ages 14+. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Library edition, digital download, $83.99. Audiophile Magazine, Young Adult. I Love You in Another Life by David Arnold. Read by Michael Crouch, Carlotta Brenton, and Sigrid Ziner. Narrators Michael Crouch, Carlotta Brenton, and Sigrid Ziner narrate this hopeful story of love, past and present. Shosh and Evan lead aimless lives until they are brought together by a song only they can hear. Brenton crafts a weary, sardonic voice for Shosh, a former theater star who is struggling with alcoholism and grief. The song leads her to Evan, a teenager whose anxiety and family troubles have him reconsidering his post-graduation plans. Crouch's youthful voice for Evan never disappoints. His pace and pitch wonderfully capture the introspective teen. Listeners are treated to various performances of the mysterious song. Brenton, in particular, performs a delightful acoustic version. Ziner lends her eloquent voice to interludes between chapters that chronicle soulmates brought together by the same ethereal force. J.E.C. Listening Library, 8.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14+. Trade edition, digital download, $25. Library edition, digital download, $63. What the River Knows, Secrets of the Nile, Book 1, by Isabel Ibanez, read by Ahmed Hamad and Anna Osorio. Anna Osorio's narration has hints of Spanish accents, which reflect the Argentinian-Bolivian background of 19-year-old Inez Oliveira. Osorio stresses Inez's emotions, her longing for adventure, and for her parents, who spend 6 months a year in Cairo. Their deaths propel headstrong Inez's journey to Egypt, where Osorio gently describes the lavishness of its 19th century hotels and antiquities. She infuses her narration with Inez's feelings as she discovers her attraction to Wit, who works for her uncle. Periodically, Hamad delivers Wit's chapters, adding clarity to his viewpoints. Twists and turns mark this audio, which includes an epilogue that sets the stage for a planned sequel. S.W. Macmillan Audio, 16.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 plus. Trade edition, digital download, $32.99. American Wings, Chicago's pioneering black aviators and the race of equality in the sky, by Sherry L. Smith and Elizabeth Wine, read by Karen Murray. Karen Murray's smooth narration soars as she tells the stories of the pivotal men and women whose actions broke the race barrier for black pilots during the first half of the 20th century. While the work is extensively researched, both the author and Murray emphasize individual stories that make the historical figures relatable. Murray recounts, for example, how Cornelius Coffey and John Robinson began as mechanics and fought racism to achieve their dream of becoming pilots before aiding other black men and women with similar passions to achieve success. These individual efforts opened other piloting pathways for African Americans as well. Murray captures the moment-to-moment action when describing the thrills of civilian daredevils and flying ace Robinson's battles against fascist Italian pilots in 1930s wartime Ethiopia. S.W. Listening Library, 8.75 hours, unabridged, ages 12 plus. Trade edition, digital download, $23. Library edition, digital download, $56. Wearing My Mother's Heart, by Sophia Thakur. Read by Sophia Thakur and Nalini Thakur. Sophia Thakur narrates her collection of poems exploring aspects of womanhood, joined by Nalini Thakur for some individual pieces. Author Thakur's voice is whispery, slow, insistent, demanding listeners' attention. They should give it, for each poem stands on its own, offering occasional internal rhymes and often startling figurative language. The poems provide glimpses of hearts, loving partners, children, parents, ancestors, gods. Sometimes the love tips into despair, as being a woman of color in England who is fighting misogyny and racism is not easy, nor is the ever-present risk of heartbreak. Nalini Thakur's rich West African accent contrasts with the author's London inflections, emphasizing the diasporic legacy these women carry and reinforcing the chain of generational love that strings these poems together. A testament to women's strength. V.S. Tantor Media, 1 hour, unabridged, ages 12 plus. Trade edition, digital download, $7.99. Library edition, digital download, $25.95. The Invocations, by Crystal Sutherland. Read by Kit Griffiths. Narrator Kit Griffiths embodies three London women in this young adult novel about witches and curses. Zara wants to bring her sister back to life. Jude is looking to undo a self-administered curse gone wrong, and witch Emer writes powerful invocations. When some of Emer's customers are murdered, all three women come together to solve the mystery before one of them is next. Listeners will feel Zara's desperation and sadness, Jude's sarcasm and bitterness, and Emer's helplessness and rage as they work together. Griffiths ably conveys body horror without making it unbearable by tapping expertly into each woman's personality. The narrator's measured cadences keep listeners glued to the story, even as the horror and the stakes build toward a breathtaking conclusion. LMG, Listening Library, 13 hours, unabridged, ages 12 plus. Trade, digital download, $27.50. Library edition, digital download, $63.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee. And this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.